Welcome to God's Acre on the Go, a worship podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. To learn about the life of our church, our in-person ministries, and the virtual connections and offerings available, please visit us at www.godsacre.org. Now, wherever you are, wherever you are going, we welcome you to worship.
Church family, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to God's Acre on the Go, wherever you happen to be, wherever you're traveling, whatever you're doing. We're so grateful to have you tune in with us on this Youth Sunday. This is always such a celebratory time in the life of our church, a youth program that just is so vital and expansive and transformative, literally transforming the life of our youth to the glory of God. So today, we'll focus on the story of Peter getting out of the boat and trying to walk toward Jesus as we reflect on how that intersects with our call to kind of branch out beyond our comfort zones. We'll also have the opportunity to hear from one of our youth about how service and work with our church has deepened their life and their faith. So with that, I will turn it over to two of our youth singing Simple Gospel, Catherine and Will Haddad.
I reach out and you find me. gospel, I will rejoice in you, Lord. I will rejoice in the simple gospel. I will rejoice in you, Lord.
Good morning. Our scripture this morning comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately he made the disciples get into a boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come and walk to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Will you pray with me? Gracious God, while we may be glad today, I wonder if Peter and the disciples were full of gladness when they found themselves on a predicament on the sea in this morning's scripture. Yet we know Jesus appears to them at a moment when they needed him most. And so too, I pray that all those listening with us this morning might find you in their daily lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, only inspired by your love, be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Some important context for you regarding this scripture. The disciples had just witnessed Jesus multiplying 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed the gathered crowds, lending them to believe a little bit more confidently that Jesus was indeed God's son. With newfound eagerness, they were now attentive to Jesus' teachings and instructions, including his guidance to venture out to sea with absolutely no specific direction. Setting out on a journey with no specific direction reminds me of the invitation Jesus gave to each of our youth to sign up to serve on the mission trip, with no idea where they were going. Often when I tell new parents in YG Fish that they sign up for the experience sight unseen, they look at me puzzled and quite confused. How can I agree to participate in something when I don't know the destination or where I am going? This is something we have all done and experienced in our lives. For you, maybe it was the unknown that came from starting a new job, which felt like a big step, or perhaps heading out on a first date and starting a path with someone who you absolutely know nothing about. Whatever the big journey or risk or step was, we've all had life experiences that we have taken, which have led us into the unknown, ones which have created within us fear and unsettled nerves. Yet the willingness to take the journey, wherever it may lead, mirrors the disciples' actions in various gospel stories. Jesus issues a command, and they faithfully follow. So, too, did this year's Mission Fish. This gospel as a whole parallels the trajectory of our youth group year. Initially, many of our youth joined feeling like a fish out of water, gradually gaining some confidence along the way of the year. However, some still carry with them great doubts and fears leading up to the mission trip. Some hesitate to step out of their comfort zone to seek that spiritual and relational growth. Now, in the case of the disciples, despite witnessing miracles illustrating Jesus' power and authority, they still have harbored doubts about their fellow Jewish brother being the Son of God. This is evident in that the vast majority of the disciples remain in the boat, unable to take the first step toward Christ, unable to have faith. To be honest, though, given the circumstances, I don't blame them for being fearful and scared sitting in a boat during an intense storm at night. Peter's obedience and attentiveness as the sole individual who steps out to follow Jesus is more than others can say for their trust. However, even he succumbs to doubt and fear. Now, I'm sure when many of you picture a rocky boat, you might be thinking about a modern-day speedboat and a brief thunderstorm on a summer day on the Sound in New England. But I need to paint a clearer image of just how frightening it would be for these disciples to be at sea amidst a storm at night. While in Israel this summer, we had the opportunity to visit the Yigal Lan Museum in Kibbutz Gennesar, Israel, to see an ancient first-century fishing boat that has washed along the shores of the Sea of Galilee. This boat had no cushioned seats, no cooler with iced beverages, definitely no cheese board, and certainly no lights or life vests. It was as bare bones as you can imagine. While spending time near the Sea of Galilee on our pilgrimage last summer, we too experienced the wind. And let me assure you, it was no gentle summer breeze. Those disciples were at a loss. They all weren't fishermen. They likely didn't have the knowledge to overcome the rough waters and were probably wondering why Jesus sent them out there in the first place. In their moment of fear, they couldn't recognize God's presence. They could not see Jesus clearly until they heard his voice and he commanded Peter to come. Yes, Peter musters the courage to venture out onto the water. And due to this unwavering trust, he is able to walk on water, truly defying gravity. However, soon thereafter, Peter begins to sink when he is filled with fear. YG Fish, they were brave and courageous like the disciples. They answered the first call, but then many were left nervous and anxious and scared for what lie ahead. There's no need for them to pretend that they were cool, calm, and collected the entire time leading up to the trip. Trust me, I have emails and texts from them all to prove it. Some less severe fears, such as, Kelly, I heard we're sleeping in tents this year, what should I pack? To, how often will I be able to shower? Or a fan favorite of the advisors, I'm afraid they won't feed us enough, and it's bulking season for me, so I'm packing half my suitcase with snacks. And then there were perhaps some greater concerns. Many of them wondered if they would mesh with their fellow teammates. Kelly, they said, what will I say to those residents at the institute whom we are serving? I'm not familiar with scripture. Will I feel comfortable sharing in Vespers? Regardless of the worry, all of this likely amounted to some storm building in their mind, either before this trip or for the upperclassmen before their very first. Parents of the fish, too, had their fears and concerns lingering in their minds and hearts. And for those of you listening who are not directly connected to this year's class of Mission Fish, I know you have doubts and worries which prohibit your ability to feel safe, confident, and faithful. We all do. It's human nature to worry, fear, and doubt. When the waves are crashing on us and the cloud of darkness that comes with fear looms above, what do we do? What do you do? Do you take the next step and persevere on? Or do you spiral and begin to sink? Peter does both. He trusts Jesus enough to take the first steps, but soon his doubt takes hold. Now, the whole Peter walking on water piece is really tough to grasp and wrap our heads around. But what the writer is trying to convey is that having faith, letting faith triumph doubt, always allows us to experience God's divine support. Having faith, letting faith triumph doubt, always allows us to experience God's divine support. Jesus' hand is extended out. The moment Peter is fearful, Jesus is there, offering himself as a refuge from the storm. God will always extend that hand to us, just like he did Peter, to pull us out of whatever it is we may be experiencing. It's in this sacred act of the extension of Jesus' hand that we are reminded of God's unwavering love and commitment to our well-being. When life flows effortlessly and everything's going our way, it's a breeze to hold on to our faith, riding the wave of belief with such joy. Yet, when those waters get rough and adversity rocks our boat, we often find ourselves gripping tightly, uncertain of the path through the storm. In those moments, it's crucial to ponder our faithfulness. We must persistently seek God and take the offer for help, even when life throws challenges our way. Team Ego Elders this year, we're one of our first teams to be extended a hand by one of the residents with cognitive challenges at the Institute. Now, these are her words verbatim, not my own, and I'll tell you, she did not know what scripture I was preaching on today when I asked her to share this story with me again. Kanisha recounts the experience as this. Norberto, in particular, was welcoming and accepting. He quickly invited us in and introduced himself. Jesus came forward and eagerly took me on a tour of the room, showing me his old pictures from his younger days, his collection of watches, and everything else he cherished. In case you missed it, Kanisha said, Jesus came forward. Jesus came forward, just like he did to Peter in this parable. Jesus was there. Kanisha experienced this in Norberto. She went on to share that one of the days Norberto opened the door and invited the kids in. He had been waving and welcoming our fish all week, but she felt like our kids were shy and timid, perhaps fearful of how to show this child of God the dignity he deserved. Norberto then pulled them all up to come into his room to complete puzzles, and another day he asked and invited them each to color with him individually. Their nerves washed away. Our fish, filled with Christ's love, soon realized that they didn't have to do anything but show Roberto the kindness and grace he deserved. Peter walking on water is hard to wrap our heads around, but I believe the underlying truth of this parable is that God always has a way of drawing us in. Jesus is there as our support, our guide, lending his hand when we need it the most. The moment where all the worries of our fish came to head and washed away was when they sat there and completed an alligator puzzle with joy. This is the calm after the storm. This is what Jesus brings into our life. Peace. Everyone talks about the calm before the storm, but what I am talking about is the calm that comes after. Can we acknowledge that tranquility following the storm is consistently a manifestation of his divine love and support? How might we open our eyes to witness the moments of Jesus reaching his hand out to us? Church family, true faith requires us to take that first step and then to take hold of God's hand. And what good comes from taking the hand of another person or of grasping on to faith of God or Jesus? Let's think for a moment about the ripple effects of Peter's bold step and Jesus' outstretched hand. When Peter, fueled by faith, ventured onto the water, it wasn't just a singular act of courage. It created ripples that extended far beyond that fleeting moment. In the same way, when Jesus' hand reached out to pull Peter from the depths, it wasn't merely a rescue. It sent waves of reassurance resonating among the disciples and by extension reaching us today. The message of steadfast love and divine support is still being embraced. I would assert that the ripple effect of this parable is evident in Team Elder Ego's encountering Norberto, that it echoes in the voices of our fish singing of their faith today. Ultimately, this simple hand extension is what brings our YG fish the calm after the storm. What you see in them, that is a renewed faith in Jesus Christ. So as we navigate our own faith journeys and our own fears and doubts, let us look to Peter and look to our high school students as an example. Let us be mindful of the effects of our acts of courage and trust and the effects that they can have on people around us. Your bold steps of faith not only impacts your life, but can create waves of inspiration, encouragement, and unwavering hope in the lives of others. So go forth and trust Jesus will always be the calm after any storm you encounter. And have confidence, knowing that your faith has the power to transform others. Amen. And now please stay tuned and listen for an example of the ripple effects of taking Christ's hand as you listen to YG Senior Hadley Walker reflect on her experience as a YG mission fish.
My name is Hadley Walker, and it is a privilege to be standing before you all today. November 7th, 2021, was the exact day I began writing a new life chapter that has led me here. That specific Sunday, my mom had urged me to attend YG, a prospect that did not particularly excite me. As an athlete, fully committed to trying out for the ice hockey team, YG and Faith did not seem to have a place in my life, which meant no mission trip and rare event attendance. However, that very Sunday event happened to be all about the mission trip. Lucky me. Through newfound information and conversation with very passionate YGers, I found myself questioning my trajectory. At the time, I was unaware of the purpose behind my presence, but now I recognize that God placed me there for a reason. He was calling me down a new path. So I leaped. Taking the dimly lit road, I quit hockey that night and signed up for the mission trip. Some may see that as rash. However, that night marked the start of my faith journey, the most pivotal event in my high school career. It was God working through me, opening my eyes to his love, allowing me to see his kingdom, and in turn, enabling me to be part of the building the kingdom of God in my own community and beyond. I have participated in 3 mission trips with the church, each strengthening my faith and Christian morals. At YG, we often say that the mission trips come at the perfect time in life. Whether you're feeling the most successful or navigating through seasons of uncertainty and ambiguity, these trips ground us, center our faith, and remove us from the pressures of our daily lives. This past February, we traveled down to San Juan, Puerto Rico, to serve those with cognitive disabilities living at a retreat center. Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 21 reads, "Now, when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, "See here," or "See there." For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you." Luke reminds us that every time someone lives out their love for God and treats others the way God would, the kingdom of God is built. In the kingdom, we find hope, peace, joy, and purpose that can only be seen through living under God's rule. I witnessed this kingdom building through our work week in Puerto Rico. Whether I was passing by Team E coloring or doing puzzles with the residents, or watching Team H meticulously paint a fence, or even my team, the smallest team, painting the biggest room, we were all contributing to something greater than us. God was at the center of our beings, calling on us to bless the residents. Perhaps the moment where I witnessed God's light the most was on our final day. We all gathered with the residents to share a celebration full of dancing and singing. Although not many words could be exchanged between us and the residents, the ear-to-ear grins, shrieks of joy, claps, and sheer luminosity in their eyes and in those of my peers spoke more than words ever could. We held hands, hugged, and rejoiced together. Their staff felt as though we were forever leaving a mark on their home. But the truth is, it was those who we danced with that day who made the true impact. They impacted our hearts. The power of coming together and leaning wholeheartedly into the experiences God puts before us is what builds kingdoms of acceptance and love in our world. It is easy to feel most connected with God on these trips. However, what I have learned most in my past 3 years is the importance of carrying his word back home with us. I come home every year motivated to continue serving. So I have quickly made it routine to engage in volunteer opportunities, attend worship on Sunday, and most importantly, continue practicing my faith, something I encourage every fish to do. We are all given the necessary tools to serve our God, which is why I'd like to charge all of you before me, young and old, to do what I did. Take the narrow road. You won't be sorry you did. If we aren't actively engaged in serving and lending helping hands to those in our community, then we simply aren't building the kingdom we Christians are called to. I ask you, how are you contributing to the world God seeks for us all? Having faith is one thing, but what you do with it is what really makes the difference. Like many, my faith journey has not been linear. It has been a quest to deepen my understanding of God and to hold my trust in him. This year has presented me with many challenges and difficult decisions, times where it has been hard to hold the faith. However, I would not have been able to navigate these valleys without God's presence. I'm standing before you all feeling the most faithful I have ever felt. I am putting my whole trust in God's plan for me. I know the road he is paving for me will only build me into a better sister, daughter, friend, student, and Christian. My growth as a Christian would not have been possible without YG. I have had the most meaningful and insightful conversations with advisors. Witness Violet, a mere 7-year-old from San Antonio, cry tears of joy over receiving her own bed and a simple handwritten note. Dance to the song Build Me Up Buttercup with our homeowner from Allendale, Annie Jean. Formed the most important friendships of my life and felt God's love through worshiping in a room full of faithful and selfless teens. These things have each contributed to building the kingdom of faith in my heart. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Although I did not realize it until now, I was seeking God's kingdom on the night of November 7th. The privileges and experience that have shaped my morals and values have resulted from my decision that night. A decision that I have no regrets about. I am a more devoted, loving, empathetic person because of YG and my faith. So if there's anything you can take from me today, it would be to take that leap of faith. Follow your heart, and in turn, God will reward you just as he has rewarded me with a gift I could never repay. Saying goodbye to YG will not be easy. However, through my strength and faith, I know I can continue making a difference and continue building various kingdoms worldwide. In embracing the unknown and serving with unwavering faith, I understand that my journey isn't just about finding my place in the world, but about creating a brighter, more compassionate world through the transformative power of love and service. Thank you all for your time, and thank you, YG, for blessing me with a community built on love, faith, and acceptance.
Thank you for joining us for Worship on the Go. To support this podcast and the ministries of our church, please consider making a contribution by clicking the Give button in the top right on our website, www.godsacre.org, or within today's email. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.